You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
New Quaker State Defy motor oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at quakerstate.com.
Are you looking to buy a foreclosure?
Did you know the government has grant funds just for that?
Yep, 25 grand or more.
All this and more on Real Estate Radio, Sunday mornings at 9 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Don't hate traffic. Avoid it. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and keep moving. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
People say I'm crazy.
They do say we're crazy doing what we're doing. Maybe we are.
They give me all kinds of warnings.
Standing by in the imaginary radio green room is Dawn Meadows Dixon. She's I think a lot of people would find this interesting, the sort of behind the scenes how KPRS operates. We send twice a week a hairdresser and a makeup artist to Dawn's home before she does the radio segment. A lot of people don't know that.
Really?
Yeah. And a masseuse. Hang on a second.
They are?
Yeah, the masseuse, they're just leaving her home right now.
Oh.
It's in her contract. And I know it's radio, but, you know, women like to, you know, when you feel, you feel better when you look good. You just feel better. And she just said, when I asked her demands for her contract, she just said, well, I want to feel really good when I do the movie reviews, and I think to do that I need to look good. So she had put into the deal a makeup artist, hairdresser, and a masseuse. And she also gets to pick out an outfit two a week. So it's a good deal. So she got a great deal.
Yeah.
I just think that's one of those little things, you know, people don't know about the radio business, that it's not every station that does that. That's just the way KTRS does things.
Top-notch stations.
Top-notch.
Yeah.
Thank you. She will be with us in a moment, but I want to talk about the sun, and I want to talk about North American solar, and the fact that the sun is free. Now, the fact that it's free and that it has unlimited energy, it'd be great if you could just open something and let it in, and it would power your house or your business, but you need something to convert that sunlight energy, so that's why there are solar panels. And people put them on their houses, and they put them on their businesses, and they put a lot more of them on. You'll see more of them in the southwest and out west than you do here. But that's the case with a lot of things. Music, fashion starts somewhere else, works its way to St. Louis. And North American Solar has now seen to it that this part of the country, it's time we woke up and realized, and forget the whole green thing, the tree-hugging thing. I'm not one of those people, but I am somebody like anybody else that if you said, hey, how about this deal? You can pay what you're paying now for electricity, or you can pay half of that, or a fourth of that. And it's a small investment, one that, by the way, you'll actually get back. You'll get back your original small investment. You'll increase the value of your house. The average home appraisal increase is about $40,000. Which would you prefer to do? Just keep paying Ameren and keep paying their increases that will come. There'll be more. Or the thing we just talked about first. And I think most everybody, let's go with that first way. And that's what I'm going to ask you to consider doing. Now, they don't give the solar panels away. You have to buy them. But you don't pay full price for them. Now, there are parts of the country where they do. The people who jumped on initially out in New Mexico and Arizona and Southern California, they got tremendous rebates and incentives. and out of pocket ended up paying maybe a fourth of what the things actually cost. Well, that's what we have now, but it's not going to be here forever, just like it didn't last forever out there. Once it catches on and they get them, you know, into the marketplace, then you start paying out of pocket for the whole thing. It's still, by the way, a great deal if you had to pay the entire cost of the solar panels. It would still be, over time, and not a long time, a smart thing to do. So what all you have to do is call North American Solar. You know, numbers are fine. I can tell you this. I can tell you that the average home, and I think the average home is like a 2,200 square foot home, to put solar panels on costs somewhere in the neighborhood of $40,000 to $45,000. I can also tell you that the people who do that now, right now, while all these incentives and rebates are there, paying about a fourth of that. And you say, well, I don't even have the fourth of that. I don't have 10 grand or 12 grand or 15 grand. North American Solar knows that, and they know that some people don't, and they've already figured out a way to work on that. For example, average Missouri Ameren customer, North American Solar will install a solar system for $49 a month. In other words, there's a way. There are options. I think that you can even lease a solar panel. You need to talk to them. You need to let them show you the numbers as they apply to your home. And before you know it, 5 to 7 years, you've saved enough in electrical costs that you used to be paying, that you're not paying anymore, to pay you back for your investment in solar panels. And now it's just gravy. It's just icing. Your electric bill is a half, a fourth, a third of what it used to be. Your home value has increased. It's a home run. North American Solar. They have all the numbers. They can show you how this works. And they have specific, actual examples of what other homes have saved and people have saved. 636-349-3300. Or go to north-americansolar.com. That's north-americansolar.com.
Now you got it. You nailed it. That's it. Nailed it.
Everything about it.
That's
is
our
a
new
feeling.
Open. With her hair done, her makeup on, one of her designer dresses provided by KTRS. Ready to go out of the green room. Dawn Meadows Dixon, brought to you by the Ashley Furniture Home Stores. There are six in the St. Louis area: Edwardsville, Illinois; Shiloh, Illinois. In Missouri, we have South County, West County, Forest, and O'Fallon, Missouri, and I'm thrilled to announce that starting a week from Monday, I believe, Ashley Furniture Home Stores will become a regular part of this show, an advertiser, in addition to sponsoring Dawn Meadows Dixon. Ashley Furniture Home Stores proudly presents Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Hey, guys.
Dawn.
I have got to thank you for being true to my contract. And
How was the massage?
The massage?
You look great, too, don't you?
I look great. I just had lip gloss put on, and
Ooh.
It is so important to look good when you're on the radio.
Well, you know, Billy Crystal said it best on Saturday Night Live. It is better to look good than to feel good, my darling. It is better to look good than to feel good. Yeah, that's what he said. What was that character he played? Was there Fernando?
I think it was Fernando. I was going to say Raimondo, but it was close. Fernando.
How are you doing?
Fernando.
How are you today?
I am great, after the massage, which I wish I had.
How are the twins?
They're great. You know what's funny about that?
And then how are your daughters? See what I did? See what Peon knows what I did.
It was such a clever joke.
Thank you.
Dawn,
let me just say this to the audience. Folks, I don't know if you realize it or not, but Dawn Meadows Dixon has not done a complete turnaround, but we've taken her from almost sainthood to the real world of juvenile delinquent humor, and she's really... I think she's adapted well. I think she deserves a round of applause.
Without becoming... Let's be clear.
Yeah.
Okay. You are the juvenile delinquents, and I have now learned to tolerate.
That's all we meant, is that you've learned to tolerate it.
Learned to laugh at the jokes, yes.
I think you've actually learned that it's okay to think juvenile...
borderline off-color things are kind of funny. And we appreciate the fact that you've come along. You've come a long way, baby.
Now,
let me ask you, Dawn, whose slogan was that? We've come a long way,
you've
baby.
Come a long way, baby.
Beyond Dan, don't answer.
Okay, wait a minute.
We've come a long way, baby.
It was cigarettes.
Yes, which one?
Virginia Slims.
Very good.
Yeah. I almost said tab. That really dates me.
What,
Tab? Or
the two first diet sodas were Diet Right Cola and then Tab.
And Tab.
And there was only two, and they were the diet sodas,
and they tasted
like crap. Oh, my goodness. Diet Right Cola was horrible.
Oh, right? Tab.
Tab was horrible.
When I hit 16 and thought I had to start drinking Tab, it was awful.
Is there still a Tab?
You know, I don't know, because they've gotten so good at all the diet sodas now. You can hardly tell the difference.
I disagree.
Really.
I completely disagree.
I mean, disagree? Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
You've got to adapt the taste. It's like eating vegetables. Once you eat cauliflower, you start to think it tastes like mashed potatoes.
Sorry. I've tried it, Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, Diet Dr. Pepper.
I said before,
here's the one diet soda that does not taste like diet soda. There are two. One is Barq's Diet Root Beer. I honest to goodness can't tell it from the regular. And the other is, and help me out here, Peon or Dan, it's an orange soda. And for the life of me, I don't know if it's Shasta Orange. One of those that the diet tastes just like.
Sunkissed, I think.
Dr. Pepper tastes just like, almost like the regular diet.
I've had regular Sunkissed and Diet, and they taste pretty close to each other.
That and Barq's, so Diet Root Beer. Get that sometime. I'm telling you, I don't know how they did it. And the other amazing thing is, we talked about this before, too. If you go to Sam's and get Sam's Cola, which costs, like a nickel a can or something, if you buy 6,000 cans, it not only tastes just like Coca-Cola. I got a can of each. Read the labels. I mean, word for word, it's Coca-Cola. Now, I don't know how they do that, how they get away with that, but Sam's Cola, which sounds like it ought to taste horrible, is really good. Anybody remember King Cola?
I do.
Yeah, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one that used to be my favorite, and it's still out there.
RC?
Yes, but you never see an ad for RC Cola.
Mm-mm.
Royal
is it still
Crown?
Out there?
Yes, it's out there. Royal Crown Cola.
My grandmother used to drink that.
And it was the sweetest of all of them.
RC.
But they don't advertise. I don't know how they still stay in business. A lot of people don't even know they're still around. But, yeah, RC is still there. And I guess Knee High, is that still?
I don't know. Knee High Grape.
When you're a kid,
orange.
Man, a cold Knee High orange or grape.
Yeah.
Or grape, right.
The best. So what are we talking about today?
We're talking about the Croods, and you mentioned my twins, my girls who are soon to be 15. I cannot believe it.
I believe it.
We are weeks away from getting the driving permit.
Now, what will you do for their 15th birthday?
Well, the actual day of their birthday, they don't want to get their permit that day. They want to go take the test the next day. So we will do that the next day.
They don't want to go to the art museum.
No, they don't. I'm devastated.
Yeah.
I wanted to share with them when I went to the art museum.
No, don't go through it again.
Chicago,
we don't need to hear it.
They wouldn't go.
I know. We know all that.
I know. I was not a good mom. I really wasn't.
Now, what is the current rule? My kids are older, so it's different. A permit you can get, Dan, you would know this. You can get it at 15 or 15 and a half?
You can get it at 15.
Yeah. Okay, then at 15, what can you and can you not do? You have to have a parent in the car.
You have to have a parent in the car with you.
Or legal guardian, not just anybody 21.
But what's scary about that is, how do you just take a little written test, and then I get in the car with them, and they drive me down the road?
Hopefully you've been in the car with them before, and you've... I'll tell you a great place to teach, where I taught my kids to drive, is one of the state parks. We went to Babbler. We used to go to Babbler
State
Park.
That's a great idea.
That's a good one. You know, what I did with my daughter, to teach her to turn, all the turns and stuff, we drove through Jefferson Barracks.
That's good.
Yeah, there are corners, and if you hit anybody, they're already dead anyway.
Yeah. I'm picturing myself driving, taking turns with them down Lindbergh, and it's just not working.
No, you can't start on Lindbergh or Manchester.
Lindbergh, Manchester, even Clayton Road, Brentwood. I just can't picture it. But they're kind of excited. They're a little apprehensive, but we haven't decided what the big celebration is going to be on their birthday. But I can hardly handle the fact they're going to get their permit.
All right, have you thought far enough ahead to
give any consideration to how you're going to handle this. They're 15, they're twins. When they turn 16, I doubt that they're each going to get a car. How are you going to deal with that? I need the car. No, I need the car. How's that
going to
work?
Well, they get along so well, and they share.
That's going to end, by the way.
Knowing they're going to share their shoes, share their clothes.
Uh-huh.
I'm hoping they do the same
no.
thing.
No. Wake
with
up.
The car.
Wait.
And they're boyfriends, right?
Wake up.
I go out with him Friday.
No. Wake up and smell the coffee, Dawn.
Yeah. They're not going to share the car thing. They'll be fighting, arguing, crying, doors slamming.
I'm driving.
No, you had the car last weekend. Yeah.
They do fight over who's sitting in the front. They call it shotgun. They yell it before you get in the car. There must be something about that age.
No, we used to do that.
Yeah, they yell shotgun, and then, no, I said it first, and they're fighting and breaking the door off the car. So, that's any indication.
They don't
I don't know.
Break the door off the car.
No. Well, you know, they're fighting. Let me in. No, I said it first. And that's still going on. So it's scary to think that is going to actually get behind the wheel.
All right. What is the dating, what's the dating rule going to be at your house? They're 15. They don't date now.
No.
Right?
No,
what call have you made on that? 16, 17?
You know,
what's
we haven't. I think 16, but I think you have to go by the kid. Are they ready? I think they need to be in groups. I told my daughter the other day, groups of people are always safe, and a lot more girls than boys, so they're outnumbered. You all can kind of control them.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And they asked me if that's what I did, and I said, well, no, back in the day, it was a safer time. So, no,
it was safer because girl with a guy in a car parked in the dark. I don't know that that's safer than the group thing they do now. You know, your daughter is stuck with some guy. Who knows what this guy's intentions are? Well, I do because I was a guy. And it's just her with him. And that's, to me, not as that safety net is not there that you have with a group of kids.
That's exactly what I told them. So I said, you need to just stay with the group thing. And we've done a few group things, and that's much better. But we'll see. When they turn 16.
Keep us posted.
I will keep you posted. It is a scary journey. When you are 14, going to be 15, the mother of two 15-year-olds, this is, I'll tell you, I admire my parents. And it's taken me a long time to get, I've always admired them. But now that my kids are almost 15, I can't even imagine. My parents had four of us. So.
Well, and I'm guessing you were probably one of those kids on LSD and promiscuous.
Yeah, she seems like
my parents did let me date young, though, and I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, how young did you date?
Am I sharing too
How
much?
Young did you date?
You know, I think I might have had, I told my daughters, I think it was the summer of my 15th year that I actually was allowed to go on a date with a family friend. And I think that's too young. Really, as I'm looking at them, I can't imagine it.
Yeah, well, that explains, that's why you're so wild today.
I'm a crazy woman.
All right, is this movie called Cruise?
It's called The Cruise, and what's funny is the girls, they cleared their calendar so they could go because they love Emma Stone and love Ryan Reynolds. And I said, now, girls, do you realize this is an animated picture? This is not real people. They didn't care. They thought there might be some wonderful love story there. Apparently, their friends have said that. And they were very disappointed because it's about these cave people who go on a journey outside the cave. There's a rebellious daughter, and I think that's what appealed to them. The daughter's 14, Emma Stone, and she goes out and meets a boy, and they had never seen a boy before because they're cave people, and he's evolved. And so they go on this adventure. Now, the 3D is fabulous. The voices are wonderful, but the storyline, that's about as far as it goes. My one daughter said it reminded her of just a series of Survivor episodes. They just went into one jungle after the other, and they had to fight bears and lions, and there was no story. There was no depth. It was charmless, unengaging. I could go on. I always look for a wonderful message in an animated picture because I love animated pictures. They usually have depth. The ones that work appeal to adults and kids. This one, one message, and they kept saying it, come out of the cave and go to the light, you know. So we're supposed to leave the theater and feel inspired by that, which in many ways it works, but they just didn't do anything with it.
This doesn't sound great to me. What are we looking at here?
We're looking at, I will say this, though, the little ones in the theater, little that we were in, they were giggling, and I'm wondering if we're watching the same movie. So if you've got real little ones, because the animation's so beautiful with the 3D glasses, they're probably going to like it. But the rest of you, you're not going to enjoy it.
Is it Cruise, like C-R-E-W-S?
Yeah, double O-O-D, the Croods. Like, they're crude.
Oh, Croods.
You all should be able to relate to that.
What does that mean?
Wow.
Wow, way to go. Thanks for stabbing us right in the back.
Come out of the cave and move to the light.
Holy cow.
You take the knife out of my
back. Weren't we just nice to her?
You know, yeah. I love you.
No. You guys should be able to relate to that. The
Scrooge.
Wow.
That should be your second.
Why don't you just take a toothpick and just run it right in our hearts?
Man.
We'll recover, I guess, eventually. How many ARDs for the Croods?
2.25.
Not good. Here they
not
come.
Not good.
Here they come.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right.
All right, Dan, everybody.
That hurt our feelings.
Thanks
you need to know. Yeah, you hurt our feelings, all right? We'll talk to you
Sorry,
later.
Guys.
Yeah.
Don
Meadows Dixon. Yeah, sure you do. Don Meadows Dixon, who went from being really nice to saying things like, oh, the Croods, you should be able to relate to that. Boy, she's turned vicious. Mean and vicious, Don Meadows Dixon. That's her singing in the background. Brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Stores and their 6 St. Louis area locations, Edwardsville, Shiloh, those are in Illinois, and then there's Missouri, South County, West County, Forest, and O'Fallon, Missouri, Ashley Furniture Home Stores. All right, another opportunity for, I got a great email from Steve, I won't mention his last name, about Harry Reams passing away 2 days ago. I'll save it for the Playhouse. It's hysterical. It's like 4 lines, but it's really funny. And Steve, if you made this up, we need to hire you. We don't have any openings for writers. Aren't we full?
Yeah, we are.
It's too bad. If we had an opening, we'd bring Steve in. But a great email, Steve. I'll use it in the Playhouse. Thank you. First Community Credit Union, as I was about to say, this is my, it's another opportunity to invite you. And that's all we can do. We can tell you what we know and what we think, and then the rest is up to you. You can continue to bank wherever you're banking, and I'm sure it's not going to be the end of the world, and you're not going to be miserable about it. But are you... are you happy enough about where you're banking that you'd actually tell other people, you need to bank where I bank? And the answer is probably no. You're just checking, savings, whatever, car loan. But it's nothing to write home about, as they say. Well, First Community Credit Union is the kind of place that I think you will tell people about. I think because somebody in a conversation will mention something about their bank, something that happened, and they were disappointed, and then you'll have an opportunity to go, well, hey, you need to bank where I bank, First Community Credit Union. Then they'll say why, and you'll say, well, let's start with very competitive rates. Let's start with the fact that I was able to move my credit card debt on my old credit card over to a First Community credit card, and I had zero balance for an entire year. You can tell them then that any other purchases between now and the end of the year made on that new First Community credit card will be at 3.99%. You can then talk to them about the auto loan rate you got and how, if you're like most people, you moved your car loan over to First Community Credit Union and all of a sudden you had another $50 a month in your pocket because your payment's lower because your rate's lower. And on and on and on and on. And then you can say, and if you like that yard sale on Saturday morning, don't forget that is the exclusive sponsor, First Community Credit Union. That's how it's able to be not a cluttered show full of commercials. 4 times an hour you hear from First Community Credit Union. The rest of the time is for the people who are selling things and the people who are listening ready to buy things. First Community Credit Union, it really is a great place to bank. FirstCommunity.com.
Let's get a check on traffic right now and go airborne with Tim Weiland.
Well, we've got a few things going on right now in the Jefferson County area. Northbound 55 at Imperial Lane, we had an accident that was blocking a lane. We got a lane at Tesson, or an accident at Tesson Ferry and Music Road that's got a lane block each direction on Tesson Ferry. It's also got Music Road kind of backed up and at the intersection there. Also on eastbound 270 near 170, only the right lane when I took off. It may be cleared by now, but when I took off, only the right lane was getting through, and you had a jam up that was going back to Highway 370. Downtown on northbound 55, it's a good run right up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 64 is slowing as you approach Busch Stadium to the Poplar. Once you get over the bridge, eastbound 5570 is just a little heavy between 3rd Street and 64. And on westbound 70, just a little bit west of Madison, you've got a stalled FedEx truck. It's on the right shoulder, but traffic is backing up near Lumiere. This traffic report is brought to you by Bacharach College. Have you always wanted to get into the healthcare field but didn't know where to start? Start with Bacharach College. Stop by one of their four campuses in St. Louis or visit Bacharach.edu. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
If you've settled a lawsuit, waiting for those tiny settlement checks every month is like a slow form of torture. A little bit of money comes dribbling in, but it's not nearly enough to cover your bills. So the pain of being in debt just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But now you can end the wait by getting the cash you need in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. You can get the cash you need in one lump sum. Cash you can use to pay off your credit card debt, pay your monthly mortgage payment, or pay any other bills that are piling up. So stop waiting for those tiny monthly payments from a lawsuit you settled. Find out how you can receive a lump sum payment to get the money you need. For free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. 1-800-900-9954.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-300-6122. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-300-6122. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-300-6122. That's 1-800-300-6122. 1-800-300-6122.
Hi, George Weber. March always means madness at Weber Chevrolet, and this year is no exception. With over 2,500 new Chevrolets to choose from, nobody comes close to our selection, and they are all available at Weber Value Pricing. The Chevy Cruze is the most popular car in St. Louis. We have over 800, and you can buy a base for just $14,900. We also have 350 Malibus, the finest midsize car in America. You can get an LS for just $18,900. Finally, there's Equinox. We are selling LSs for just $21,900, and we have over 250 to choose from. All prices are without tax, title, and license. As always, there are no restrictions, no fine print, and no asterisks. The prices include factory rebates and dealer discounts that everyone qualifies for. If you qualify for any other rebates, including GM card, you pay even less, and we accept all trade-ins, including clunkers. New 13 Cruze for $14,900, new 13 Malibu for $18,900, new 13 Equinox for $21,900, and the largest selection of new Chevrolets in the entire Midwest. It's only at Weber Chevrolet. Four locations are WeberChevrolet.com.
It's a fish feast at Casino Queen. Fried or grilled, just $8.95. Head into Sevens every day during Lent and choose from delicious crispy fried Icelandic cod or succulent grilled tilapia with pineapple salsa. Each served with your choice of two sides, just $8.95. Come on into Sevens for everyday fish specials at the only employee-owned, locally-owned casino, Casino Queen, home of the loosest slots. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
Mizzou basketball on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Keep it on KTRS for every game with the Missouri Tigers. PM Barbecue is your official Mizzou tailgate barbecue on the Big 550 KTRS.
Okie from Muskogee, Merle Haggard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
But we don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street.
It's called harmonizing.
Cause we like living right. And being free.
Now I'm going to ask Dan Strauss, the one and only Dan Strauss, to grab the harmonica and jump in here. I'll give him the cue when to come in. We're going to enhance this song. Be ready, Dan. Here we go.
Okay.
But we like holding hands and pitching wood.
Dan, bring it on in here.
We don't let our hair go long and shaggy.
Like the hippies out in San Francisco do. Dan Strauss on the harmonica, everybody. Come on, Dan, bring it in here.
Proud to be from Muskogee.
Place where even squares can have a ball.
A place where even squares can have a ball.
I'll step aside, Dan. Bring it on in now.
We still wave old glory down at the courthouse.
Wow, Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you.
Known as the harmonica king. I think we have just enough time to do something here that I would find kind of interesting. I'm going to ask you folks to call. I got a quick call from JR, and then if we have time, we'll do that. JR, how are you? JR?
Yes, I'm
yes,
here.
Sir. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm AM to PM.
Thank you for that.
Hallelujah. As a nerd would say, I have a point of interest.
Okay.
If you go to Kansas City, it's hard to find a tavern that doesn't use RC Cola on the tap as a mix.
Really?
Yes. Almost every single one of them has RC Cola on tap.
Is that the headquarters for RC?
I have no idea.
Maybe it
but
is.
But I've never seen a thing of Coke or Pepsi.
Wow. Well, that's a new one.
And a joke.
All right, hang on. Go ahead.
Okay. This little cute baby seal walks into a bar and shuffles up to the bar, and the bartender says, what can I get for you? And little baby seal says, anything but a Canadian club.
You know, that's good. That's good. That's very good, JR.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, you bet.
JR with a joke. I had something I was going to do, but the phones are lit up, so we're just going to take these calls, because this can wait. It's a little survey, and I wanted to see how it applied to listeners. So let's just grab a couple of calls about anything else. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Jeff is up next. Hello, Jeff.
Frank, AM and a PM.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
What's up?
What did one snowman say to the other snowman?
Oh, boy. Now we see what JR started.
Yeah.
Boy, that's not really a joke. I don't know.
Do you smell carrots?
Do you smell carrots?
Oh.
You know what? Let's give it to him. Yeah. It's not really a joke. But
that's funny.
Thanks,
kind of one of those Halloween.
Frank.
Yeah.
I got another question for you. You
sure.
were talking about the club last week or so. Had one lung and all this good. That would be one service. The guy's short-winded. The mass would probably be, 30 minutes? So that wouldn't be a bad thing, I think. And then the other thing would be, with your wit and wisdom, uh-huh. I mean, you didn't come up with the phrase Francis the Talking Pope, I guess, right? That wasn't you?
That wasn't me, and I wouldn't do that because it's a very Catholic town, and I'd be kicked out of the station, probably.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Frank. Right.
Thank you for the joke. Now, do you smell carrots? That was pretty good.
I like that.
That actually was very, very, very good. Well, look at this. All these phones. Vic, how are you, Vic?
Hello?
Yes, sir. That's you, Vic.
Yeah, no, Dick is my name.
No, sorry, it's not. Your name is Vic because that's what Dan put on the screen, so your name is Vic.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway, I just want to let Frank know that my brother's a truck driver, and he hauls a lot of RC Cola out of the RC plant into Sam's warehouses.
It's really
RC Cola.
Where is the RC Cola plant?
He hauls it out from out east somewhere, and I think it's New Jersey.
Okay, but there's a Sam's Cola that's called Sam's Cola.
Yes, that's what he hauls.
Okay, so it's not under the label RC, but you're saying what they sell is RC Cola.
That's correct.
Well, it tastes just like Coke, and the labeling is the same ingredients as Coke, but if it comes out of the RC plant, I can't argue with that.
Okay. Have a good one. And by the way, I'm AM to PM.
There you go, Vic. Thank you. Hallelujah. Off to Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. I'm AM to PM.
Well, that's good to hear again.
All right, Frank, I got a name for you. I was doing a delivery earlier this morning, and on the radio down in Metropolis, Illinois, near Paducah.
Home of Superman, birthplace of Superman.
That's correct, and that's also got his picture. I'm going to put it on Facebook showing that I was there and took his picture. They were talking on the radio this morning about these names, and this guy... he could get sued for this. He's a doctor down in Texas. They wouldn't say where it was. He's doing bisectomies.
Right.
And his name is, and this is no joke, you can look it up, his name is Dick Chop. His name is Dick Chop. They said it wasn't Richard. They said it was Dick. And then he's trying to do it. He says, well, he's charging half price for these to be doing this during the basketball tournament. They said if they're going to sit around for about 8 hours a day, he could do this for half price. And as soon as the NCAA hears about it, they'll probably sue him over it.
Wow, that may be the winner of all winners, that name.
That was his name, though. Maybe Eon might be able to look it up and see where he's from down in Texas, but that was his name, Dick Chop.
All right, well, at least we know Texas. If you Google Texas physician, do you know if it spells C-H-O-P or two P's? Or
That I don't know. They didn't say.
Eon will find it. He's good at that. He'll find it.
All right, everybody have a good evening.
You too, Dan. Thank you. Tom is next. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I have three things. Of course, I'm AM and the PM.
Wow, you have three things.
Yep. Lucky.
Good for you, man.
Thanks. Also, I have a joke I'll finish with. But Lindsay Vonn, who's dating Tiger Woods.
That's right, yeah.
I didn't know if you've ever seen a picture of her, but she is super hot.
Yes, she is.
Okay, so I think yesterday when I heard coming home that you talked about her, nobody did the little noise when they mentioned her name, which I think they should do.
You see, he's policing us now. Tom is policing you.
Yeah,
he caught you asleep at the wheel, Peon.
Yeah, okay, there you go. That's it, thank you. And also, the joke, why did Tigger put his head in the toilet?
You wanted to see Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, he's looking for Pooh. Very good.
Same thing. I have to shoot you. I'm just wounding you, I'm not killing you.
Yeah, that's good. You can't pull the wool over your eyes.
No, you can't. Thank you, Tom.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We appreciate
it. All
right,
I found it. It's Dr. Richard Chop. He's a urologist in Texas.
Where in Texas?
Let's see. Austin.
Austin, Texas. Dick Chop.
It's part of the urology team.
Does a vasectomy. Wow. He was destined.
Yeah, I guess.
He just was. Destiny. I think Bill is next in line. Hello, Bill.
Hey, when you head south on 170, you get almost to Page. If you look to the right, there's a big warehouse there that's got all the RC stuff on it. I don't know if they make it there or just distribute it from there, but it's got Dr. Pepper, Sun Drop, all of them on the side of the building. And RC also sponsors Marco Andretti's IndyCar. It's on there last year and this year.
I'm guessing that in some parts of the country, RC Cola is still big, but I'm telling you, around here, I never see anybody pick it up. I need to look in the store. I don't even remember if the store is still. I guess they do. I'm going to get some. Now I'm going to get some RC Cola and try to rediscover why I thought it was so great when I was a kid, because it was, to me, better than Coke or Pepsi.
Oh, it's fantastic. You get a little Walker's and Diet Right. You know, if you're on a diet, it's a fantastic drink.
All right. We'll check it out. Is there Diet RC? There has to be Diet RC.
Diet Right is the Diet RC.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not going to drink it. I'll drink the fat stuff. Thank you, Bill.
See ya.
All right. Steven. How are you, Steven?
Hey. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
What can we do for you?
Thank you for playing that iconic song by Merle.
It's one of the greats.
I'm going to be real quick here. I lived out in the Bay Area, and, you know, in California, they started the acupuncture thing. At first, it was not legal, and then these two Chinese guys fought. You know, very tenaciously to get those clinics where you could get acupuncture.
Right.
And one of them was named Russell Long and the other was Ron Dong. It was Long Dong Clinic. which was a very interesting place.
And you're not kidding.
No.
The Long Dong Clinic.
The Long Dong Clinic, because it was Russell Long and Ron Dong. They actually pioneered and got things started with the acupuncture out there, which I think has got some validity to it. But the other thing that I wanted to share with you, thank you, for, as I said, for the Merle Haggard thing, but I occasionally have the luck to be able to work some production on some of his shows. And I'll tell you what, I think he smokes more pot than Willie does.
Oh, no, no, that's why the song is so funny, because it says, we don't wear our hair long and shaggy. Look at the country music artists now. Look at Keith Urban. Look at any of them, long, shaggy hair, and we don't smoke. Holy cow, Willie Nelson smokes a boatload of marijuana every day.
Pulled over at the same spot twice. I think now he's smart enough to let one of his buses that follows him with the equipment carry it. But
now,
I've worked with Merle, and I swear he keeps right up with Willie.
I've actually heard that from people, that Merle is he's trying to catch up to Willie in the pot smoking thing. That's just what makes the song even funnier to me.
It's ironic. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen.
All right, thank you. We appreciate the call.
Take care.
All right. Isn't it nice? People are nice. For all those horrible people in the world, all the nice people are in our audience, I think. I was going to have today, wanted to have Jason Haney on the air. He is the CEO for Life Care Center in Florissant. And the reason he's not on today, he has completely lost his voice. Have you ever had that happen?
No.
You have nothing. No voice at all. It is the most frustrating thing. So, Jason, I shot him a text. I said, we'll do it next week. But I want you to hear from this guy, Jason Haney. He's an interesting guy to listen to, and he... relatively young guy to be the CEO of Life Care Center, but boy, is he a believer in what they're doing and proud of the way they're doing it. This facility was opened in 2010, so it's relatively new. And when it comes to things like this, I kind of like new. When you're talking about transitional care for somebody you care about or yourself, look, nobody wants to be in the hospital, and nobody really wants to be in a transitional care facility, which is not a nursing home. It's a place you go. It's the stop between the hospital and home. You're not quite ready to go home yet. You still need some therapy, and you need some stuff, but you can't stay in the hospital because you know how insurance companies are and hospitals are. Get out. They need the bed. So that brings me to Life Care Center of Florissant, a beautiful, I mean beautiful facility where... I imagine when people first find out they're going to go in there, it's kind of an, how long is this going to be? And then when they get ready to leave, do I have to leave already? The average length of stay is 27 days. They do physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and you name it. I mean, all kinds of people who've had all kinds of issues and surgeries go there to get back to where they need to be, to get home and get on with their lives. You can't do it on your own, and you're not going to be able to stay in the hospital and do it. They see people who have orthopedic injuries and heart attacks and congestive heart failure, pneumonia, you name it, strokes, Parkinson's. Maybe it's a severe wound that has to be dealt with. It's a very impressive place with some very professional people. So, and by the way, if you or somebody in your family has been in the hospital in the last 30 days and they're struggling at home and really not able on their own or even with your help to get back to 100%, that you can still go to Life Care Center of Florissant for rehab services, and Medicare will more than likely cover that stay. There's a whole lot more to learn and to know. I would love for you to visit their website, even more, visit the facility. You could start at frankopinion.com, click on sponsors. There's a link there to their site, Life Care Center of Florissant.
Time to go airborne and see how traffic's moving with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. Well, good news. They've cleared the accident northbound 55 at Imperial, Maine. They've also cleared over to the right shoulder. It may be gone completely by now because things were on the flatbed on eastbound 270 at 170. It was a multi-vehicle accident, so all lanes are now open. But the bad news is you're backed up almost all the way to St. Charles Rock Road, so it's going to be a long go there. The usual slowdown on westbound 70, that stretch between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. We're in looking at Chesterfield Valley right now, and boy, it's a good run on westbound 64 from just a little bit heavy from Chesterfield Airport Road to the Boone Bridge. And southbound 270, you're kind of bunching up at Ladue, and then you're slow from 64 down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Garmin. Don't hate traffic, avoid it. Get a Garmin Newbie with subscription-free HD digital traffic to keep moving. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hi, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
Well, great. Well, Katy Perry and John Mayer have reportedly broken up again.
No!
Yeah.
No.
And out of force of habit, Taylor Swift wrote a song about it.
Now, of course she did.
President Obama took John Kerry on his trip to the Middle East.
Mainly,
you know, to avoid the inevitable comparisons between Kerry and those giant heads fans hold up at these NCAA basketball games. And it's happened again. We now have a woman who's been arrested for videotaping herself committing having a sexual act with a dog.
Oh, no.
This is getting out of control. Police say the footage starts off with the woman and German Shepherd going at it human style.
Oh, boy.
Disgusting.
It is.
Finally, this afternoon. Oh. Yeah, kind of gross.
Yeah.
A lot gross, I should say. Now, at first I heard somebody having sex with a dog, I thought, oh, my God, who would actually do Joy Behar from the View?
Oh, that's true. Good point.
Gross. Yeah. I have a rough segment today. I'm a little tired. I don't know if you can tell.
Yeah. Can't tell.
Okay, good. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill. Joy Behar is one of those women I can't imagine somebody having to live with. They just blow your brains out. Don't Go Away Playhouse coming up 5 o'clock, Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. A Texas shootout is being investigated.